Must be my lucky day. Care for a cup, Miss Ford?
A baby. That's your merchandise. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, because at the time, you didn't need to know.
Really? Or you thought I wouldn't take the job?
On the contrary. I thought it would be more effective if you found out yourself. After seeing Ashley's hard life, I thought it would make sense. To you. I mean, if anyone could understand the reasons behind giving up a baby, I assumed it would be you.
You're not getting that kid.
Actually, we have an agreement. My agreements are always honored. If not, I'm going to have to involve the police. And that baby is going to end up in the system. And that would be a pity. You didn't enjoy your time in the system, did you, Emma?
It's not going to happen.
I like your confidence. Charming. But all I have to do is press charges. She did, after all, break into my shop.
Let me guess, to steal a contract.
Who knows what she was after?
You know, no jury in the world will put a woman in jail whose only reason for breaking and entering was to keep her child. I'm willing to roll the dice that contract doesn't stand up. Are you? Not to mention what might come out about you in the process. Somehow I suspect there is more to you than a simple pawnbroker. You really want to start that fight?
I like you, Mrs. Swan. You're not afraid of me. That's either cocky or presumptuous. Either way, I'd rather have you on my side.
So she can keep the baby?
Not just yet. It's still the matter of my agreement with Miss Boyd.
Tear it up.
That's not what I do. You see, contracts, deals, well, they're the very foundation of all civilized existence. So I put it to you now. If you want Ashley to have that baby, are you willing to make a deal with me?
What do you want?
Oh, I don't know just yet. You'll owe me a favor.
Deal.